Hello.
My name is Carlos, calling from Pain Research. How are you doing today, sir?
What up, man?
Yes, I'm calling from International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you, boss?
Okay, so I wanted to ask you some questions concerning problems facing our nation and local communities. You want to help me out today?
Do I want to what?
If you want to help me out today.
Yeah, I'll help you out, gang.
All right, are you Gary Housley?
Yeah, I am.
So, okay, to start, sir, how many years have you worked in the masonry agency?
This is my first year.
Okay, and what is your primary branch of the trade?
What does that mean?
Your primary branch of the trade, are you a terrazzo mechanic or finisher, mason helper or finisher, marble mason, plaster, cement mason?
Mason helper right now.
Mason helper?
Yeah.
All right, so on the last job you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic or foreman?
Apprentice.
And yes or no, are you currently working at that trade?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Approximately, how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft? How many weeks?
It's been about a month.
All right, so you say 1 to 4 weeks?
Yeah.
All right. And yes or no, how you find it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No, you said, do I find it necessary?
Yeah, no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year? Yes or no?
No, I don't want to work for a non-union right now.
Okay, and yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
The union ain't helping me get a job.
Yes, sir, but yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you seriously considered dropping your union membership, sir?
No, I wouldn't drop my membership, no.
All right. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same numbers as there were this time last year?
I think it's less.
So you said fewer construction projects?
Yeah.
And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I think it's less.
Less?
Yeah.
So you said fewer?
Fewer.
And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes, just enough workers.
Okay. And yes or no, do you think about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union of any of them?
You said was it what?
A steward.
A store?
No, steward.
What is that?
Steward.
What is that?
S-T-E-W-A-R-D.
Steward?
Yeah, steward.
What is that?
Like steward, like, I read a lot of this, I explained that.
Like steward little?
No, a steward, like, hold on, let me see. I don't know.
You said steward, right?
Yeah, steward.
What is steward, bro?
It's more like a person responsible for like providing to support the people who repair something. Like a person that like helps.
So you like, said in the last 12 months have a steward came and see me?
No. In the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union of any of them?
So the union was supposed to appoint a steward?
Yes, on your last job. Or thinking about the job.
So you need to help me explain what's a steward thing.
Oh, well. don't know how to explain it. It's like it's...
All right, so look, basically what I'm saying is don't tell me what Stewart mean. Tell me what Stewart mean in, like, in a way that you could understand it. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you know?
It's more like... It's like a steward, like one who is employed, like to like concern people, like a person that's like, okay, say for, like when you go to a plane, right? People that serve you and like,
yeah,
that's a, you know what you call it? That's a stewardess, right?
Oh, so a steward is a person that serves you?
Pretty much, yeah. But when you think about like your profession that you on, how you consider a person like that? Talk about in your profession.
Has a union person came in?
No, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
Okay.
Hell no.
And yes or no, have you ever...
You can't sign me up.
Yes, and the next question is, and yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No, bro. The only time I talked to anybody from the union when they came to sign me up for the union, bro, that's the last time I talked to them. Or seen any union person.
Okay. So thinking about the last job I wish you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the state or local government, privately through the federal government, or you did not know?
You said, no, say that again.
Yes, thinking about the last job I wish you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately through the federal government, or you do not know?
I do not know where my job was funded.
Okay. Thinking more generally about the economic and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or unemployment, or more unemployment than now?
There's going to be more unemployment.
Okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
For my situation?
Yes.
Well, hopefully it'll get better.
So I'm going to switch gears a bit, okay?
Yeah.
Now, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? So the first on the list is unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fault risk, COVID-19, dust and air quality, or no real safety concerns.
Can I mention a couple of them or just one?
No, just name one that's your name on the list. So like thinking about your work on the job.
Dust and air quality for sure. Honestly, the last job I was at, they didn't even give us ventilators, so, yeah.
And now, yes or no, have you... Excuse me?
I am true. You got the screwdriver? Hello?
Yes. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, I haven't.
Okay. For each of the following, please tell me how you participated in the activity in the past 12 months, okay? You ready?
Uh-huh.
Picketing.
What's that?
Like picketing? Let me explain. Let me see.
No, I haven't did that, no.
No? Okay. And union organizing?
No.
All right. And political canvassing?
No.
Okay. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Never. I only seen one of the union recruiters when he came and signed me up, and I just talked to him because I needed a job and I was on the job list. The only time I talked to him.
Okay, thank you, sir. So now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources. From the one you're most likely to get your news from to one you're least likely to get your news from. So you have the internet and social media, print or online newspaper, friends and neighbors, cable news, radio, and local TV programming. Okay, so
which one?
No. So, okay, so please rank those sources from 1 to 5 with one being the source that you're most likely to get your news from, and five being the source that you're least likely to get your news from, okay?
All right, so the most likely I'll get it from is social media.
Uh-huh. The second one?
The second most likely is friends.
All right.
The third, I think, would be the news.
Like cable news? And we have local TV programming.
Yeah, like local TV programming.
Okay. Then radio? Uh-huh, that's the
No, program. It'll be newspaper, then radio.
Newspaper, then radio?
Yeah.
And then the last one, cable news?
No, the third one was cable news, bro.
No, local TV news programming.
Yeah, third, and then the fourth is cable news.
And then newspapers and radio.
Yep.
All right. So which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Support for labor unions, jobs and economy, healthcare, immigration, foreign policy, education, the environment, or something else? Which of the following issues matters most to you right now?
Say that again.
Support for union laborers, jobs in the economy, healthcare, immigration, foreign policy, education, the environment, or something else?
Union laborers?
Support for law or labor unions?
Yeah. Well, not okay. The labor union. I'm not even in the labor union.
Yes, but so what issue matters most to you right now?
The environment.
Okay. And as you may know, the BAC, which is Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to fairly finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Hell no.
Okay. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on fairly financed projects. Will you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Yeah, that's very, very important, because then that means we'll be getting paid more on certain jobs, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, correct. That is so important because that would be bogus if the company's getting $2 million off the job and then the worker's only getting a couple thousand. Like, that's, like, that's not fair.
So now, generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Which one, Democratic Party or Republican Party?
I don't know, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know the difference.
So, will you say both or neither?
Both.
As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or United Auto Workers?
Wait, you got to repeat that again.
Yes, sir. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
I don't understand that one.
Like, which part, sir?
You said what?
No, it's just the United Auto Workers. Yes, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis. Yeah, they're currently on strike against them.
Yeah, the U.S. Auto Workers then.
Okay, and do you support much more on some what? The United Auto Workers.
Important.
No, do you support much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay. So now, next, please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following, okay?
I don't approve nothing that Joe Biden did.
So I'm going to read you the list, okay, sir?
No, I'm saying I don't approve, bro.
Yeah, no, no, yes, sir, bro. I'm just going to read you the list, okay?
All right, read me the list.
Okay, so do you disapprove or approve the job Joe Biden has done on his job as president overall?
No.
Okay, so you strongly disapprove or strongly somewhat?
I strongly disagree.
Okay. Do you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done on support of labor unions?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
I strongly disagree. That nigga hasn't did shit.
Okay, and how about the immigration?
Oh my God. I strongly disagree. He really ain't did shit for immigration.
And how about healthcare?
Oh my God. Healthcare, he really didn't do shit.
So will you say disapprove strongly?
I disapprove Joe Biden.
How about the economy?
The economics is the worst they've been in probably 15 years.
And how about on foreign affairs?
Oh, man. I disagree, man.
You strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
And the next question is, and do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling his job?
If you said, do I approve or disapprove the way Congress do what?
Is handling his job. Congress.
Biden?
No, just Congress.
The Congress?
Yes.
Yeah, they're not doing their job at all.
So will you say strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
And are you registered to vote, sir?
Yeah, I'm registered to vote.
Now, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not vote at all?
No, I'm going to vote.
So almost certain?
Yeah.
Okay, and if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden. I mean, Donald Trump.
Okay, and yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Wait, you said what?
Yes. Okay, and the question is, and yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yeah, I want to hear about that.
Now, turning back to BAC, which is Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, how will you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Wait, you said how do I?
Yeah, how will you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor.
The effectiveness?
Yeah, effectiveness of your local union.
So you mean that in what type of way?
No, overall, like everything, how they do their job, basically.
Honestly, bro, I'm gonna keep it a buck with you, bro. The union really haven't did nothing, bro.
So the options you have, poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
No, it's the worst one.
So poor?
Yeah, poor.
And would you rate the overall? Hello?
Hello, I hear you.
Yeah, yeah. So, and how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Poor.
Okay. Now, you can just answer this from your head, okay? You can just give me a response, okay?
Okay.
So how could the union best improve his representation and service?
Representation and service?
Yes. How could the union best improve?
Honestly, one way they could definitely improve is just starting to interact and actually care about people in the union. You get what I'm saying? So,
yes.
So basically, so how I think about the union now is that the union is just something imaginary. You get what I'm saying? So they need to make it physical. Like, I feel like they're not doing nothing to put themselves in people's lives more. You get what I'm saying? Be more involved in people's lives that's in the union. You get what I'm saying? Because why are you in the union? Just to say you're in the union, just to say you're a member. The union needs to make more phone calls, be more interactive, communicate more. Because I feel like I'm in a union, but I'm not in a union. You get what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like it's like a title. You know, you're like, you're in a relationship, and you're like, I'm boyfriend, girlfriend, but we're not acting like it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
More, so be more involved with the community actively.
Actively, yes.
Okay. And the next question off the top of your head, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? And what is the most important thing the union should be working on?
They should be working on having everybody in the union a job.
Like, what do you mean?
Like if, so we're in a union, so they say, like, we could call the union and find another job. They need to have jobs. For surely, that's guaranteed that you can go work at, instead of me calling the union when I'm out of work and they give me a number to call and then I don't even get the job. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's pointless. Like, why would y'all send me somewhere that doesn't even, they're not even hiring? So basically, y'all, I'm just calling the union and y'all giving me the runaround to go call somebody else and I don't even have no job. So, and then it's like I got to call back to the union to check up on them to see what another number to call to end up in the same situation. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand, sir. So basically, like, basically when somebody don't have a job or trying to really, like, start from how you started, right, have more, like, more options, huh?
Yeah, more, way more options, because I know it's a union. Y'all got, like, three different states or whatever, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it needs to be more jobs. I know it's a lot of union jobs out here, and I know they need a lot of workers. And I should never be even out of work for this long, and I've been paying my union dues, you know?
Yes. Okay. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Email, text message, union meetings, job site, or mail?
Email.
And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never? Once a year?
Never.
A couple times a year? Never?
Never.
Okay. Male or female?
Male or what? Female.
You, sir. Just a question, sir.
I'm a male, bro.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. So, generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Republican or Democrat?
You say, am I?
No, do you think of yourself as a Republican or Democrat?
I don't know. What's Joe Biden, a Republican, right?
I think so.
I think I am a Republican, but shit, I could be a Democrat too, you know?
All right, so will you say independent then?
Yeah, independent.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as closest to a Republican or Democrat party, though?
Republican.
Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative example, what is your race? White Caucasian, Black African American, Latino Hispanic, Asian American Pacific Islander, or Native American?
I'm a nigga, man.
Black African American?
Yeah.
And strictly, for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Gary.
So, Gary, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for participation. You have a good day, okay, sir?
Yep.
Bye-bye.